Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Gold, Predictive Industrial Report on James Green. Date of birth is 8/31/1956. Date of procedure July 23rd, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgeny Gold, Tadio. Referring physician is Dr. Nasir Shazia. Procedure performed as colonoscopy with cold biopsy, polyvaccine, comma, cold snare, polyvaccine, comma, cold biopsies. Indication is colorectal cancer screening and surveillance, comma, personal history of colon polyps, comma, genetics positive for mute YH. Description and procedure informed concerns with pain period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions such as malignancy, who are all experienced with patients. The patient is breathed in anesthesia, placing in lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service, and monitor anesthesia care. A digital rectal exam is performed, a well-lubricated home study, a colonoscope is introduced into rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, confluence of Fold's period. Careful examination is made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, signal colon, rectum. Period. Terminalium was intubated, evaluated, a retroflex tube is obtained. Of the rectum period, Boston Bowel Prep score is graded as a 7-2-3-2, comma, good prep. Period. The patient allowed to procedure well, without any complications, findings. In the terminal IM, there were three small erosions noted in some erythema. Common biopsies are obtained for further evaluation histology. Next line, there were two rectal sessile polyps. One was approximately 6 millimeters in size and removed with cold snare polyvaccine, and the other was diminutive in size and removed with cold biopsy polyvaccine. Next line, there were two ascending colon diminutive polyps removed with cold biopsy polyvaccine. Next line, there were two splenic flexure sessile polyps, approximately 8 to 10 millimeters in size, remove a cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was a sigmoid colon sessile diminutive polyp, remove a cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was left-sided diverticulosis coli. Next line. There was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were noted on retroflexion that were moderate in size and non-bleeding. Next line. There was evidence of external erythema and thrombosed hemorrhoids. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, discuss with patient. He notes that the external hemorrhoid has been present for over 1 week. Discuss referral ASAP to colorectal surgery. I personally sent a message to my medical assistant to schedule him an appointment as early as possible. Next line, follow-up. Sorry, delete that. Recommend repeat colonoscopy in 2 years pending cath. Next line, follow-up in offices previously scheduled. Next line, discussed conservative measures for external and internal hemorrhoids. Patient verbalized understanding, and we'll try this prior to colorectal surgery evaluation. Thank you.